Hi everyone, welcome to this extended trailer of Scale Ups and Downs, a podcast brought to you by Google for Startups. I'm your host, Marta Krupinska, heading up Google for Startups here in the UK, and I will be spending time with you on this podcast every couple of weeks with founders sharing their challenges in scaling, hiring, fundraising, you name it. We decided to do a podcast about doing a podcast and figure out what the best format for it might be. Today, I'll be spending some time with two of my favorite founders, Helen from Wild AI and Richard from Robin AI. And we're going to chat about why it's important to share, because this idea for the podcast was born out of the belief and our experience in bringing founders together. So let's give this a go. Thanks so much for joining us. Let's go. I think this is the bit when I introduce myself and then I introduce you guys. So I'm Marta Krupinska. I run Google for Startups in the UK. And Google for Startups is an arm of Google that finds, accelerates, supports, at times invests in some of those incredible founders in the UK and beyond. It's been an interesting journey over the past 3 years for me personally. But before then, I've been a founder 3 times and I've done the 3 things that founders are fearing experiencing or sometimes hoping to experience. I failed a startup, I scaled a startup, and I sold one. And definitely in my own experience, it has been unbelievably hard. I'd say all of these 3 things were incredibly difficult. And I'm really delighted to be joined by 2 amazing entrepreneurs. And also, just to make sure that we have the most robust conversation we could possibly have, we basically got a kick-ass lawyer and essentially a professional athlete. I mean, if there is anybody more in the world that has stamina, I mean, I really don't know. So like, if you guys can't do it, nobody can. So thanks so much for joining me. Helen, do you want to kick us off? Can you introduce yourself? Tell us about your business. And also, can you tell us what got you out of bed this morning?
Yes, so excited to be here and with you, Richard and Marta. I'm Helen Guillaume. My company is called Wild AI. And what we do is extensive research on the female body that we translate into an app helping women eat and exercise with their physiology, whether they menstruate, use birth control, or are in menopause. And the reason we created that is that today still 80% of the medical research is done on male species, which basically means that we do not understand the female body. So we are trying to do that. And what took me out of bed this morning is it is starting to be early winter and the waves are getting really good in Portugal where I'm right now. So I got out of bed to go surfing and it was big and a bit scary. So that's what got me out of bed this morning.
I think this is the bit when I'm supposed to say that I'm happy for you, but in fact, I'm incredibly jealous. I'm just not good enough of a human being to tell you that I'm not jealous. But I mean, I really love what you're building. I spent probably 3 or 4 hours yesterday really, really nervous about something. And I wasn't able to decide if the fact that I'm panicking over something, it's because I'm taking a bad business decision or it's because I'm PMSing really badly. And I think it's, you know, just us being able to differentiate the two. Like if you could provide me with the answer, that'd be really banging. Richard, over to you. Tell us about you and your business and your day.
Well, thank you. And thank you for having me. My name's Richard Robinson. As you said, I'm a former lawyer. I used to work at Clifford Chance. And then I decided I wanted to start my own business. I'm the CEO and founder of Robin AI. And we make contracts simple. We help companies draft, negotiate, and query contracts because we think the process of getting business deals done just takes too long. It's far too expensive and it's far too complicated. So we're building the new technology that will transform the whole legal industry. But what gets me out of bed is the same thing it has for the last 2.5 years. We think legal advice is just way too expensive. It's not accessible to most people. And every single day, I feel really, really fortunate. I have the best job in the world, but it's extremely difficult and it does require me to get out of bed every morning.
So, yes, thank you so much for joining me for this chat. I think what we found at Google is that these what we call founder stand-ups, which is coming together for about an hour with a group of founders and talking about actually having a moment to think what's going well, what's going poorly, sort of take 5 deep breaths. And rather than just being in the constant sort of response mode, allowing yourself a moment to say, okay, this thing that is keeping me up at night, what if I vocalized it? What if I shared it with others? And what if I was able to, as we like to say, sort of tap the collective knowledge in the room, or in this case, this virtual podcast room? Any particular nuggets of advice or wisdom that you remember from your founder stand-ups that sort of stayed with you?
Just be real. That's the best way to get help, is that someone's probably gone through something similar or as difficult. Knowing that other people's perspective might help. So sometimes you get the feeling that because I'm a domain expert in my field, no one else can help me. But actually, just talking to other business leaders with a completely different perspective, no granular detail, sometimes they can just shift everything for you. And that's really powerful. So I would say just be really open and honest.
Yeah, I think like talking about it, just vocalizing things often actually helps unlock. And I think like hearing not advice from other people, because often people will say, like, why don't you do that? You should probably do this, but actually hearing experiences. So saying like, oh, like that situation that you are explaining with like, for instance, a person in a team that seems to be really like less engaged, and like the person is really good, but seems less engaged, seems checked out, and I really worry, and I don't really know what to do. And having another person sharing like, oh, actually it really resonates with me. I've had a similar experience, and the way I got around it was like talking to the person, trying to understand really what was underneath and the motivations underneath. And so like for me, taking that back and being able to reflect, because I think advice is quite patronizing. It's a bit like, oh, why don't you do that? I'm like, well, I'm not sure you have the whole context, but understanding how actual older people have dealt with something that is similar, I find that like so helpful. And I go out of these sharing experiences like with a feeling of fresh air and like really pumped up. I'm like, oh, feels so good. Now I have like a different perspective.
Yeah. No, I love the point that you make about everyone going through that. I think there's also something that's quite skewed by the media, where like we open our news apps in the morning and it feels like an overnight success here and, you know, huge marketing win there. Often you know these people and you know that it's a grind and they cried all night 3 days ago. And I think there is something really encouraging about knowing that you can one day have absolutely no idea how you're going to move forward with that particular issue in marketing, or that inability to hire that person without whom it looks like nothing can move forward. And then 2 days later, you've got all the answers and you can move on. And that so much of the founder experience is universal. You can be a brilliant, you know, health tech app or a legal tech application, but issues around fundraising, hiring, communicating your vision, some of these are quite universal. I think increasingly, even in Europe, there is this movement of like, who are the failed founders? I'm sure you guys all must be like, you know, all these WhatsApp groups who are saying, you know, I want to hire a C-level exec. Ideally, they'd be a failed founder because they're going to understand me like nobody else. Tech Hub, our amazing Google for Startups partner that unfortunately went bust in COVID. They used to run this iconic event, I think every month or every week, which was a startup funeral. And the founder who went through a failed experience would share what they've learned. And that, you know, again, going back to creating rooms where founders can have conversations about what worked and what didn't, I think that was an amazing way of accessing that knowledge and accessing that experience. What's that quote? That if you want to go fast, go alone. If you want to go far, go together. And you know what? I love that quote. It also didn't come naturally to me. Like, I think there is so much of just the mentality of being a founder. Can I lock myself in a room and then work twice as hard as everybody else, 20 times harder than everybody else? I could do it. And then you realize that sometimes opening up and inviting others in might be the way to go.
Founders often feel like imposters. I know I feel that way all the time. Like, I don't belong in this position I'm in. I shouldn't get to use all this money I've been trusted with. And it just makes us feel like we can't talk to anybody about our problems. And all of those barriers make it more difficult for us to share.
And also, like, one thing very often they're like, so how's your company? And like the whole evenings will be like, it's really nice. They're asking me a lot of questions about my company. But, you know, like when things are not going well, they're like, so how many users do you have? I have 50 users. Are you in the app store? Can I find them? I'm like, no, not yet. It's like, but you've been doing it for 3 years. I'm like, yeah. And it's still not in the app store and it's still not working. And then like 6 months later, they're like, okay, so now it is. And I'm like, Yeah, still not. Now it's going well. Now we are like at the one time of the company, which is going actually really well. But like most of the time, it's not. And so I think like that disconnection as well, like I think really hard because they're asking a lot of questions and to the point you feel like an imposter. Like it's like, it is not as shiny as it looks from the outside. It's just really, really difficult. And you see often like, you know, these very successful companies very quickly. We're 4.5 years old. We're like, we are survivors and we're resilient. And now the business is doing well, but it's been a long time and it is tough. And we've had really tough moments and it is still very hard. So I find it like this massive disconnection as well.
It's so awesome that you're willing to share that and admit that. Thank you, guys. This has been awesome. I feel like now I know why there are like 7 zillion podcasts on Spotify, because you're basically hanging out with nice people and chatting.
Yeah, but also like you make it easy, Marta. So.
Thank you for having us. I appreciate it.
Thank you. So this has been Richard Robinson and Ellen Guillaume. My name is Marta Krupinska. I head up Google for Startups in the UK. And this has been a podcast about making the podcast Scale Ups and Downs. Cheesy ending. You both inspire me, and I'm not just saying that. Now it's your turn, and we would love to hear from you. So if you've got a scaling challenge that you want to share with us, please go and submit it at scaleupsanddowns.com for the chance of being invited onto the show. Hope to hear from you soon. Thanks a lot.